Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. Our email is truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. It's December 23rd. It's Christmas Eve, 2015, and it's 8 a.m. on the East Coast. And I'm coming to you from Central West Virginia. Continue today our expounding our study on 2 Timothy chapter 3, talking about the characteristics of the last days, of the perilous times, the fierce times, the signs of the times. The Word of God declares, when you see these things come to pass, He said, "Look unto the hills, whence cometh your redemption." So we want to start out today by reading 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy." God declares that the character of men in the last days will not be the greatest. I'm sure we can see that, but what's going on and around and about us. The Word of God declares that the love of many shall wax cold, iniquity shall abound. We see the days that that men have little regard for the things of God, even for life itself. Little regard for their fellow man, selfish people, lovers of their own selves. This not only, you know, of course, you know, the world is this way. That's, you know, that's what the world does. The world, the Bible says, they know not God. Of course, He deals with them. But we also find these characteristics in the church. And it pretty well describes the last day's church as a whole. Not everybody that says, "Lord, Lord," shall enter in. I believe there's a remnant. I believe that not everybody motive is to serve the Lord in truth, in holiness, in righteousness. I believe there's other motives, other agendas in the minds of people today, and even in the church world. So he says, lovers of themselves, in other words, self-centered, self-righteous. Paul's talking about hirelings who care nothing for the sheep given to their protection. I believe I quoted this yesterday. The Word of God says, "Woe unto the pastors that scatter my sheep." I believe pastors need to overall look at their responsibility as being a pastor, what they are called to do, to shepherd the sheep. Jesus, the Word of God declares, is the good shepherd. He will leave the 99 and go get the one. So it's very important today that we search out our own salvation with trembling and with fear. The Bible says to search out your heart even, because out of your heart proceeds the issues. Many have issues today. We all have got issues of life, the things that motivate us, that control us. It's not so much what we do in the church house that counts, but it is what we do in our private lives. Because the Word of God declares that a man looks on the outside of a man, but God looks on the inside. He declares that every secret thing shall be revealed. It might be hidden for a time and for a season. But make no mistake about it. Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And our motives will be brought to the forefront. Through the forefront, we will be judged who we are. Word of God declares that we're all going to stand in judgment. There's the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema seat. which Word of God declares that his church will stand before, and there is where our motives will be judged. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? And, of course, there's the great dreaded white throne judgment when he says the words, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, because I knew you not." In Philippians 2:21, the Word of God says, "For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ." We made reference to the Jesus speaking to the Laodicean church, the last church he spoke to in the book of Revelation. They said, "We have need of nothing." In other words, we don't even need you. This is the so-called state church, I would say, the man's church, the people's church, the people's church. This is where men go about and take polls and say, "What do we have to do to get you to come to our church?" And get the advice of carnal people, and then go institute these things within their churches, and not allowing God, which he says the Spirit and the Bride says come, to draw with the Word of God. See, today's church is more concerned about filling their pews than they are with people being saved and born again and set free and delivered by the power of God. This is just a fact, and that God knows the motives. He knows them, and there's nothing wrong with big churches. No. There's many good ones, but God looks at the agenda. He looks at the heart of a man. It says that they will be covetous. They will seek that which is not their own. They want that which does not belong to them. Fond of money and making money their primary focus and their primary goal. That's all they talk about is money. 1 Timothy 6:10 says this, "For the love of money," not money, "the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." This shows that what you seek, it's not a good thing, and in the end, it can destroy you. The love of money, it will cause people to err from their faith. And this is what the Word of God says, that seeking money, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all of its righteousness and all these other things shall be added unto you. That's what the Word of God says. Set your affections on things above, rather than on things below. Get your eyes off of things that are temporary and will certainly pass away, but get your eyes on the eternal things, which is only in Christ Jesus. So, covetous, the love of money, seeking that which is not theirs. Paul said, if you have shelter and raiment and food, he says, be content in these things. See, there's people that love money are never satisfied. They want more. They find ways to make more. They will go to any extreme to get it. So God knows what's in our heart. He knows our attitude towards money. He said there'll be many who are boasters. In other words, self-exalted. Braggarts. The word I. Today we have a favorite saying in this generation since the beginning of the cell phones and the cameras on the cell phones, people take selfies. Kind of like the old fairy tale, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all. That's why they call these things we look into vanities. But the preacher in the book of Ecclesiastes said, "Vanity of vanity, all is vanity." In other words, all these things pass away. Solomon was a wise man, and he saw the temporal part of this world, the things that that really don't matter, that will pass away. The Word of God declares of a man who built barns, and he said, "Now I've got to tear down more barns and make more and then rest," he said, "and lay back of what I've accomplished." But the Word of God says, "Thou fool." This is one of the characteristics brought out in the book of Proverbs is scorners, and then there's fools. And thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. In other words, his eyes was on the temporary rather than the eternal things through Jesus Christ. Paul said that, he said, I'm persuaded that nothing shall separate me from the love of God. He said, I count it all but lost that I might gain Jesus Christ, and I might gain him crucified. Romans 1:30, the Bible says, men will become backbiters, haters of God, spiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, and disobedient to parents, mirroring what it says in 2 Timothy 3:2. Boasters, proud, braggarts, look what I have done. Look what I have built. Word of God declares that one plants and one waters, but God brings the increase. It's brought forth by the Holy Spirit of God. He told Zerubbabel, he said, you tell Zerubbabel he's going to build this temple, but tell him it's not by power and it's not by might, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And he says, say to him, grace, grace. My grace will do it. You just yield your members unto me as a living sacrifice, and let my grace do it. Because in ourselves, we can accomplish nothing. In my opinion, man is lifted up way too much in the house of God. Men are adored, so to speak. Men have become icons and idols. And people have their trust in men and ministries. And then when man fails, we have the domino effect. When he fails, then many fall in front of him or behind him. It's an effect where people do not have their eyes on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So there'll be boasters. This is characteristics of men. He said they'll be proud. In other words, have a feeling of self-importance. We know what the Bible says about pride. We know that the Word of God states that the first sin was pride, when Satan said, I will exalt myself, Lucifer at that time, I will exalt myself above the Most High. I will ascend unto the throne and be above God. I will be as God. Didn't happen, not going to happen, because he was simply a creation. A creation allowed some space, and he's allowed space today. The Bible declares he's the God of this world. When Adam committed high treason, 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Bible says, and Satan is the God of this world. He has many blinded, many going in the wrong direction. But the Bible says that be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he can destroy and seeking whom he can devour. Galatians 6:3 says, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Self-deception is the worst deception. The Bible says in the last days they will deceive and being deceived. They will wax worse and worse. Give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's what the Word of God says. Proverbs 16:18, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Read that again. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. The only spirit that God can move, that can be pliable to the things of God, is a broken and a contrite spirit. When we humble ourselves before God, and the Word of God says, humble yourself, and in due time you shall be exalted by the Lord in his way, in his time. We must come to the end of ourselves. And that's a hard, hard thing to do, because there's a part of us, that flesh, that cries out every day to be satisfied. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. It's about me, it's about I, especially in America. Americans are spoiled. We've been overly blessed in this nation, and we've become lethargic. And we've certainly not recognized where those blessings come from. This is where the falling away comes. This is where the apostate church comes into view and gives men an easy way. John the Baptist cried, "Prepare ye the way in the wilderness." The Bible declares there's a narrow way that we must walk, because that path that is broad leads to destruction. So pride goes before destruction. A know-it-all spirit. We've all met people that know it all. Just ask them. Nothing they haven't done. There's no place they haven't been. And there's nothing in the Bible that they are ignorant of. They know it all. Look at me. But it's not about me. It's not about I. But it's about the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John the Baptist, who was the last Old Testament prophet, conceived out of a miracle. Mother was barren, as was Sarah. And John was a promise given to Zacharias the priest when he went in to burn incense in the temple of the Lord. And it was a promise. And Zacharias didn't believe it. We know what happened to him. He couldn't speak until this promise was brought to pass. John the Baptist said, there's one that comes after me, whose shoe latch if I am not worthy to unlatch. Who, he says, I baptize you in water, but he shall baptize you in the Holy Ghost and in fire. And he says, I must decrease that he will increase. I must decrease. I must humble myself. Word of God says, if we lift up Jesus and lift up his name, that he will draw all men unto me. You see, we can't lift up churches and denominations and preachers and leaders and gospel singers and gospel groups. They're men, they're flesh and blood. They are anointed of God and used of God, but they are not our salvation, and they are prone to fall. When a man thinks himself to be something, then the Word of God says he is nothing. And when a man thinks he can't fall, he has set himself up for a fall. They say, well, trust your conscience. Don't do that. Trust your heart. Don't do that. Don't put any confidence in the flesh, because flesh is weak. Paul said, when I am weak, yet in Christ am I strong. The Bible declares to us that we need to crucify this flesh. Paul said, I die daily. I die daily, and I die out to what the Holy Spirit wants for my life. The Word of God declares that he will lead us and guide us into all truth and all righteousness. That's what the Word says. He is our guide. The Greek is paraclete, one that comes alongside to help in the time of trouble. But our faith has to be in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and in his finished work. And then the Holy Ghost will help us walk in this light as you have the light, the Word of God declares. See, we live in a generation that doesn't want light. That's evident in some of the movies and the media today, and the darkness that surrounds this world and surrounds this nation. There's a warfare going on right now in the heavenlies for this nation. I believe that. I believe there is a spiritual warfare. I was watching a trailer the other night of a great movie, which I'm going to see here for too long, War Room, where we lay between the porch and the altar, where prayer becomes an intricate part of our Christian experience. We are so caught up today in the feeling, in the goosebump. I'm going to say us, maybe not proper grammar, but us Pentecostals. I'm proud to be a Pentecostal. Proud to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I'm proud of it. But sometimes the Pentecostal church is way too exuberant towards the things of emotion. And the Bible says we can't walk by feeling. The just must walk by faith. by faith. And even the Pentecostal realm, you know, for years, a lot of the attitude, you know, we have it all. There's no other denomination that has it. You know, we've got it all. And that's pride. That's pride. So we spend our time condemning other denominations and their doctrines. And it's not for us to do that. The Bible says, judge not unless you be judged with the same judgment. We are to pray for brothers and sisters in Christ. We are to pray. Glory to God. God didn't say he'd pour his spirit on the charismatic church alone. He said, I'll pour my spirit out upon all flesh. Amen. We are one body. We have one Lord, one Savior, one baptism, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our author and our finisher. He is our incoming and our outgoing. He is our present help in the time of trouble. So pride goes before destruction. And a haughty, stiff neck. Read Isaiah chapter 3, what God said he'll do with the daughters of Zion. What he'll do with them. He'll break that haughty spirit. He says their long, wanton necks. He said that stretch forth their arrogant attitude. Arrogance. Just arrogant. And God's not pleased with it. God's not pleased with arrogance in any of our lives. Glory to God. Like I said before, he said, humble yourself before me in due time. I shall be exalted. And the only spirit he will listen to is a humble and a broken and a contrite spirit. Go to Revelation 3 for a moment. Once again, talking about the church at Laodicea and the angel, beginning with verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither hot, cold nor hot. I would thou was cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee or regurgitate you or vomit thee out of my mouth. This is the words of Jesus Christ, as penned by John the Revelator. Then he goes on to speak of their attitude, because thou sayest, I am rich. I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Wow. Quite a few adjectives there. Wretched. They think they're all that. But he says no. He said, because you are increased in goods, he said, you think you got. See, this was a great shipping port, a great place of commerce. Men were rich. And when men get money, they tend to forget God. Not that thou, he said, thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Now he says, I give thee counsel to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. He says, the gold tried in fire, that's the fire of the Lord. He shall baptize us in the Holy Ghost and in fire. The Bible says he told the prophet, go down to the potter's house and get on the potter's wheel. Let the Spirit of God shape you. Yield unto him. Yield unto him. He says, put on white raiment. The only way we're going to get white raiment is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And anoint your eyes that you might see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. So this is dealing with that attribute of pride. Of pride. Pride's a killer. Pride is a killer. And when we say we have none, we probably do. So we need to get rid of the pride within our lives. The only way to do that is yield to the Spirit and the power of God and ask him to help us. You know, we the Word of God says, search out our own salvation with trembling and with fear. Our own. In other words, get the mote out of your own eye before you deal with one of your brothers. Get your own front porch cleaned off before you go try to clean somebody else's off. There's just some people, you know, they just think they're called to be counselors to everybody, that they know everything. But the Bible says to be slow to speak, be slow to anger. Amen. So let's turn the Word of God on ourselves. Let's let the Spirit of God cleanse us from our motes and our shortcomings, because we all have them. The greatest man of God that ever walked failed in areas in his life. The greatest woman of God that ever walked failed in areas of the life, because we're flesh and we're blood. Amen. We have a sin nature. So we need to ask for the cleansing. The Bible talks of a fuller soap that'll wash us white as snow. These are things we need to work on within our lives. Let the Spirit of God lead us. Let the Spirit of God do the things that needs to be done within our lives. Let Him cleanse us. Only He can do. The Holy Ghost shall lead us and guide us into all truth, and all righteousness will be our teacher, who will order our footsteps, show us what direction that we need to go in. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, believe today that God raised Him from the dead. Confess your sins before Him. Ask Him to come into your heart and your life, and He will save you. You shall be born again. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved and shall be delivered. If you need healing in your body, the Word of God declares that by the stripes that Jesus bore on His back, thou art healed. He's still saving, He's still delivering, and He's still healing. Jesus Christ sits at the right hand of the Father, and He makes intercession for me and for you. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. Our email is truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's 777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. truthintheword777@gmail.com. Till the next time, may God bless each and every one of you.